This is a podcast from News Talk Radio 710, WOR, New York. Log on to WOR710.com for more information. Welcome back to the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the second hour of the Wilner Window. I am Don Goldberg. Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Podell are both with me today in the studio, and we're here to answer your questions about nutritional supplements. We have a number of people on the phone, so let's not waste any time, and we'll get right to the calls. First, we have Mike, who is in his car, it looks like, in Westchester. Hope you've pulled over, Mike.
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, how can we help you?
I'm on Coumadin. You know, that blood thinner?
Right.
And I can't eat any anything. And, you know, sometimes after 12 hours after you eat, you have this feeling where, you know, it's like you don't have any energy. So I'm wondering, what kind of vitamins can I take? So, you know, like I said, I can't take any anything.
Wait, okay, why can't you eat anything?
Because the doctor says I can't eat vitamin K, hardly any leafy products.
So your doctor wants you to die of malnutrition rather than to do something to upset your blood thinning medication? I don't quite understand.
Yeah, well let me respond to this, Dan, because I see this all the time. Many doctors, less so recently, but way in the past. Most doctors would say, if you are taking Coumadin, a blood-thinning agent, we don't want you to have any vegetables because they have vitamin K. And that would make you go against the Coumadin. The current thinking, and I think the only really intelligent thinking, is to plan a diet with a dietitian in which you eat a certain amount of greens, and that amount being the same every single day. If you vary how much vitamin K you take in the diet, you're going to get the Coumadin being too strong or the Coumadin being too weak. If you take in a constant amount every day, you can titrate the Coumadin around that diet. So you can have a good diet and also the Coumadin. But it takes, one, the doctor has to understand that the purpose of eating is to supply the body with nutrition. And two, you need to work with a dietitian because different greens have different amounts of vitamin K. And so you have to add up the total so it comes to approximately the same every day.
What about B complex, Dr. Podell? Can't might take some B complex?
Well, yeah, actually.
That doesn't that contraindicate?
Yeah, it shouldn't affect the vitamin K.
Yeah, Mike, okay, look, here's the deal, all right? Number one, you need to talk with your doctor because, as Dr. Podell has pointed out, I think there's a little bit of a communication problem here. What's important is, and this applies to both diet, as Dr. Podell just mentioned, and to supplements such as fish oils and things of that sort. What's really important is that whatever you take it constantly, the same amount on an ongoing basis. As long as you do that, the doctor can measure the effect that it has on your blood related to the dose of Coumadin that he's giving you, and everything will stay within whatever limits he adjusts it to. The thing you have to be careful of is not to suddenly increase substantially or decreased substantially the either the supplements or the food that you're eating in your diet that might have vitamin K. That will cause a drop or an increase in the effect of the thinning of your blood. You should be taking a good multivitamin, multimineral, something like the Wilvite product that we have been advertising. Beyond that, you first want to talk with your doctor. I would also suggest, you know, are you asking about energy and so forth? Go to our website, www.wilner.com, and on the homepage, you'll see a tab on the upper right side saying radio show. You click on that tab, and then you'll click on the link to the past Wilner Window radio shows, and a few dates down, I think it's October 31st, you'll see that we discussed these energy drinks and caffeine and things of that sort, things for energy. If you click on that, you can listen to an MP3 recording of that particular radio show, and you might find that helpful as well. Okay?
You know, Don, a while back on the Wilner Window, we had an expert on broccoli. And he actually mentioned that his research showed that broccoli, although it is a cruciferous vegetable, has less of an impact on blood thinning than the other cruciferous vegetables. Now, I can't verify this because I'm looking for it on the internet, but there may be something to it, and perhaps in the future shows we can be a little more exact about it. But apparently broccoli does not have this kind of effect that one would assume it would.
Yeah. The thing I want to emphasize, anyone on Coumadin, you have to have a registered dietitian because they can look up and know exactly how much is in everything. And the dietitian and the doctor have to talk. Those are the two items.
Okay. Okay, thank you for that call, Mike. I hope we were at least of some help to you, okay? Gave you some guidance there. All right, let's go to Susan from Atlanta. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Susan.
Hi.
How can we help you?
My child is 8 years old, and he's just been diagnosed with ADD, not ADHD, but ADD. He has a very poor appetite, and he's struggling with focus in school, especially in the afternoon. He's 8 years old. Do you have any suggestions? We don't want to put him on meds. How can we help him without medicating him?
Well, let me let Dr. Podell take the first shot at this, and then Sam and I can add whatever is necessary. Dr. Podell?
Well, okay, the parts that I think are in fairly good stead is the elimination of food colorings and additives, which makes for, at the same time, getting rid of a lot of the sugars in the diets. Beyond that, people do things, but I don't think we have a whole lot of data on whether or not they're of any use. And people use ginkgo and variety of things. Yeah. But I really don't know any literature that...
Yeah, are you referring to what we usually call the fine gold diet, or
I'm talking about fine gold diet together with a diet that's relatively low in sugar and junk food, because there's no question that eating simple carbohydrates tends to promote adrenaline responses, which tend to make people nervous. And if you're already ADD, you get more nervous.
Okay, so number one, Susan, you need to look at the child's diet. Either go to the library, the bookstore. You can go to our Wilner Chemist store down in Buckhead. They have a selection of books and get some guidance as to what you might change in the child's diet. From a supplement standpoint, I'm going to mention a few things that people think might be helpful, but as Dr. Podell mentioned, none of these things has really been, you know, the subject of foolproof conventional double-blind medical studies. But there are things that are generally healthy anyway and worth a try. One of the things is the essential fatty acids, the omega-3 fish oil type products. Okay, you might try supplementing with the EPA DHA. A rich fish oil supplement, even one that's a mixture of EPA, DHA, and GLA. That's a choice. You can try extra magnesium. You want to be a little bit careful. Don't try too much too quickly, because a lot of magnesium can cause a little bit of diarrhea, so you have to kind of work it up a little gradually with the magnesium. If he's not already taking, by the way, a good broad-spectrum multivitamin, multimineral, and 8 years old, I mean, he's old enough to be taking – kind of a lower dose of an adult type multivitamin, he should be. You could use a product like Wilvite and just give him a lower dose, a two a day, perhaps a three a day, even a one with each meal. Another supplement that is often looked at with ADD is carnitine. Once again, you know, you can do a little bit of research on it. Go to our website. We have a link to Health Notes on the bottom, and you can read a nice monograph talking about the nutrients I just mentioned, and make these decisions for yourself. B vitamins, zinc, so forth. There's a number of things that might be helpful, but I think you need to start with a diet, a good broad spectrum multivitamin. As Dr. Podell mentioned, make sure he's not getting too much of the simple carbohydrates, sugars, and so forth. Okay.
Well, would that increase his appetite some?
Well, if he's taking
a multivitamin might.
Yeah,
well, I'm giving him a well-known kid's multivitamin, but it has those dyes in it that you're talking about.
Yeah, don't,
so I've stopped that.
Okay, that's one of the, you know, people ask the question all the time, what's the difference between a quote-unquote drugstore vitamin or something and a quote-unquote health food vitamin? You know, the vitamins in the drugstores are from Centrum on down to children's things. They don't see anything wrong with putting artificial colors, for example, into the vitamins. We of course realize that that's not a desirable thing. So you want to make sure that you're not giving him a multivitamin that has the very things that we're cautioning you against. Okay? So yes, that's something that you need to look at.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you for the call.
Good luck.
Okay, I think it's time for a break, guys. Let me give you folks the number here, 1-800-321-0710. If you have any questions about vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathy, or nutrition, please do give us a call, 1-800-321-0710. This is Don Goldberg.
And this is Sam Forbes.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
And we'll be back in a moment.
Ideal Bowel Support from Jarrow Formulas. It contains a clinically documented human origin probiotic strain Lactobacillus planetarum 299V. So? Well, this particular strain resists stomach acid and bile salts and has been shown to be very effective in colonization of human intestinal mucosa. In fact, it's the strain used in human clinical studies for intestinal health and function. Each capsule contains a minimum of 10 billion viable cells. So, well, do you have problems with irregularity, problems with bloating, gas, intestinal discomfort? Bingo! Ideal Bowel Support from Jarrow is exactly what you need. A clinically documented probiotic for just those problems. Room temperature stable, vegetarian capsules. What are you waiting for? Ideal Bowel Support from Jarrow Formulas. Available at Wilner Chemists. Discount priced, of course.
Okay, I know. It seems too good to be true. Usually, when you go to a store like Wilner Chemist, there are so many nutritionists and pharmacists on hand to help you and such a wide selection of nutritional and herbal supplements that you assume the prices will be high. But that's not the case at Wilner Chemists. The fact is, you will find that Wilner Chemist has some of the best discount prices anywhere. It's true. You don't believe me? Here are some examples. Right now, in addition to our low everyday 20% discounts, we have the following sales specials in effect. The entire Source Naturals line is 35% off. New Chapter, Camel Care, Borky and Taffel, the full lines on sale at 30% off. Selected items from Nature's Way and Solgar are on sale from 35% to 40% off. And there is more.
Absolutely right, Don. Yes, it is a rare combination, a wide variety of products, professional service, and discount prices. And to find out what else is on sale, you can just go to our website at www.wilner.com, and that's Wilner with two L's, and you just click on the On Sale tab, and while you're there, you can sign up for our newsletter or request our free product catalog. You can also call for a catalog at the store, 1-800-633-1106. Just leave your name and address. That number again is 1-800-633-1106. But even better, you can visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta, Georgia. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is located at 100 Park Avenue, and that's 41st Street and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. And the downtown store is at 253 Broadway, and that's near the corner of Murray Street, and that's right across from City Hall. In Atlanta, we're conveniently located in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road.
While you're on our website, www.wilner.com, by the way, be sure to check out all the informative articles, the reference material, the audio files of previous radio shows, and more. You can even look up product prices, and you can place orders on the website as well. That's www.wilner.com. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals. We'll get back to your calls in just a moment. This is Don Goldberg, and I have a question for you. How is your energy level these days? Feeling tired and a little run down? If so, maybe you should try Solgar's Ubiquinol, the pre-converted form of CoQ10. Ubiquinol is not a harsh stimulant like caffeine. It's an antioxidant that provides sustained natural energy. Your body makes Ubiquinol, and it's present in every cell. It provides the spark for 95% of your cellular energy production. Without it, you don't run. The problem is that as we age, our body's ability to produce CoQ10 and then convert it to ubiquinol declines, which is why we slow down. To make matters worse, statin drugs, which millions take to lower cholesterol, also blocks your production of CoQ10. Taking Solgar's ubiquinol replenishes optimal levels of this important energy component for baby boomers and statin users, so you can feel young again. Twin Lab Daily One capsules contain a blend of 26 nutrients, including lutein, a powerful antioxidant associated with eye health, and extra folic acid to help support a healthy heart. One capsule is all you need to get 100% or more of the daily requirements for 19 important vitamins and minerals. It comes in two versions, with iron and without iron. Twin Lab's Daily One capsules have no additional flavoring, salt, artificial sweeteners, colorings, preservatives, or salicylates. If you're looking for a one-per-day multivitamin, Twin Labs Daily One Capsules is the perfect product for you. If you prefer a two-per-day dosage, Twin Lab has that as well, Daily Two Capsules. Whatever your preference, when it comes to multivitamins, Twin Lab has you covered. Now with extra lutein and folic acid for healthy eyes and healthy heart. Daily One Caps and Daily Two Caps from Twin Lab. All Twin Lab products are available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. This is Don Goldberg. I'm here with Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Podell, and we're answering your questions about nutritional supplements. Let's get right back to our callers, and we have Helen from Greenwich, Connecticut. Welcome to the World in the Window, Helen. How can we help you?
Yes, gentlemen, what I'd like to know, first of all, I'm a senior, and I've never really been sick, and I'm not on medication yet, but my question is, what kind of source should I use for protein, because I have two conditions now that I'm trying to check out, and I have been looking into this clinically, and I know for a long time that when I eat more meats to get my protein, my energy stays up. It just agrees with me. It's perfect. Now for the high blood pressure, which I got because of stress, and didn't know that this was happening. I was trying the grains and the beans and the carbohydrate, and that is absolutely disastrous with me because my energy goes and I yo-yo so quickly, you know, the ups and downs. The question is, what do you do when they have two conditions and the protein are opposite?
Well, okay. Normally, we would recommend vegetable protein sources over meat or meat and dairy protein sources. And again, this is a general thing because there are things in meat, obviously, the fats, that are not healthy for you. On the other hand, meat is an excellent quality protein. There are things in meat like iron. The way iron is present in meat is very very well utilized by the body. So meat is not total, even though we demonize it sometimes, it's really not such a terrible thing. Is your cholesterol and the triglyceride levels okay?
Cholesterol was 178.
Okay, that's good.
And I'm just wondering if it's the insulin that gets stirred up. Maybe there's a metabolic syndrome involved.
Okay, what I'm going to say, and then I'll let Dr. Podell and Sam disagree if they want to, but in your particular case, it sounds like you've tried both approaches, and it sounds like you handle the meat as a source of your protein better than you do vegetables, even complex carbohydrate like whole grains and beans and so forth. That may not be so bad. You just may want to try to avoid cuts of meat that contain too much fat, and that might be fine for you. I'm not sure if you need to worry. Guys, what do you think?
Well, I would agree somewhat. I mean, Donna, if she feels better eating a certain diet, obviously, as we said in the beginning of the show, you could always add extra nutritious fruits and vegetables to make sure you have all the antioxidants benefits of those things. But if you need to eat, you find that animal protein is makes you feel better, it's not surprising. A lot of people may actually feel better eating some animal protein who avoid it. But, as long as you can certainly get the supermarkets often offer low fat choices, so you could use those. You increase your vegetable intake and antioxidant rich leafy vegetables and things like that to protect you. Certainly take your antioxidant supplements, vitamin C and E and such, and increase your fiber intake if you're concerned about getting too much saturated fats. I mean, obviously the big enemy of that would be a good high fiber diet. So add some fiber, take your antioxidant and supplements, and your increase your vegetables and some fruit, and also fish oil. If you increase your fat intake in terms of saturated fats, you want to offset that by taking high quality fish oil. The exact number is hard to say, but at least 2 or 3 grams of fish oil, I would say, would suffice.
Quick question: does chicken and fish do the same for you as red meat protein?
I think red meat is the best, but I'm eating the least of that.
Oh, and there's another thought I had. You do also have choices for quality of red meat. So you can get grass-fed cows as opposed to, this giant agricultural cow stuff full of hormones and stuff that they do to, change the growth of the animal and the health of the meat. But you can always get healthy beef choices as well.
Okay. We're running out of time. Helen, I think one of the things Sam mentioned is probably one of the best pieces of advice, and that is if you're going to continue with some red meat, probably taking a good high-potency omega-3 fish oil supplement is the most logical thing that you could do to offset any possible ill effects of the red meat.
Because
that would counter, that would counter the bad fats, okay? So omega-3-rich fish oil supplement. All right, good. Good luck, Helen. Thank you for the call. Okay, folks, it's time for a short break. We'll be back in a moment.
Each of us is born with more than 100 billion brain cells. That's about 10 times the number of stars in the Milky Way, or about 20 times the number of people on planet Earth. But our brains don't stop there. New research shows that we continue to grow gray matter all the way through childhood, adolescence, and early adulthood. How do we make sure that the brains of our little ones are thriving? There is a simple answer. Pure, great-tasting fish oils from Nordic Naturals. Countless studies show that the omega-3s in fish oil provide crucial cranial support to children of all ages, improving learning, memory, and behavior. Over the last decade, Nordic Naturals has developed a complete line of omega-3 supplements and multivitamins just for kids. We've also recently begun offering a special training for parents on children's health. To get information about this unique opportunity or for a free educational coloring book and growth chart, call 800-662-2544 or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to your children's health, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
I've been told that there are some of you out there who do not purchase your nutritional supplements from Wilner Chemists. Not many of you, but there are a few. I don't get it. Wilner Chemists is the oldest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in New York. They have one of the widest selections of vitamin products in the world, all at discount prices. And they have the most knowledgeable nutritionally trained pharmacists around, always ready to answer your questions about supplements. So, what's the problem? Location? Can't be. There are two convenient Wilner Chemists locations in New York. Midtown at 100 Park Avenue, one block south of Grand Central Terminal, and downtown at 253 Broadway across from City Hall. Both stores are big, friendly, and easy to get to. They even have a store in Atlanta, Georgia. Wilner Chemist has a website at wilner.com, and they have one of the best mail-order catalogs around. So get with it. Become a Wilner Chemist customer. 1-800-633-1106 or on the web at wilner.com. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemist, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Okay, now it's time for the traffic.
Good afternoon once again. I'm Ed Kalegi with WOR Traffic. Southbound on the major digging at Fordham Road. Watch there. An accident has some very slow traffic in the right lane and then some delays on the ramps up to the Cross Bronx Expressway. Westbound on the LIE at Douglaston Parkway. Expect delays there, but a multi-vehicle accident has been cleared. Eastbound, you're fine from the BQE over to Cross Island Parkway. At the Hudson River Crossings, the inbound George Washington Bridge delays 15 minutes from the 8095 Express and Local. A half hour from 46 and 20 minutes from Route 4, 5 to 10 minutes in the Palisades. Outbound, no problems. Inbound, Holland Tunnel delays 25 minutes in both the Turnpike and from 19. Outbound, a 20-minute delay at the Lincoln Tunnel. Inbound delays now 10 minutes. Outbound, about a 5-minute delay. In New Jersey, southbound New Jersey Turnpike, slow for about 10 miles from exit 8A down to 8. Northbound, you're slow for about 11 miles from 7 up to 6. And I'm Ed Kalegi in News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
Looking for a good doctor? Wouldn't it be great if you could find a medical doctor who was expert not only in conventional medicine, but also an expert in integrative or alternative medicine? Well, if you've been listening to the show, you know that the answer to this elusive quest is sitting right here in our studio, Dr. Richard Podell. Why integrative medicine? Well, most chronic health problems do better when we add holistic support for the body's natural healing systems. This includes nutrition, natural hormones, herbal medicines, and mind-body techniques. Conditions that respond best include chronic fatigue, low thyroid, fibromyalgia, chronic depression, stress-related disorders, osteoporosis, and irritable bowel. Dr. Podell has offices in both Summit and Somerset, New Jersey. Telephone is 908-273-7770. That's 908-273-7770 or on the web at drpodell.org. drpodell.org.
Gregory, it's me, your mother. If you're there, pick up. Are you taking your chiolic aid garlic extract? You'd better be. I already told you about its benefits. The improved circulation, how it's a strong antioxidant and helpful against cancer. And chiolic reduces your cholesterol. Do you want to end up like your Uncle Frank? No, of course you don't. It's organically grown, and it won't give you bad breath or body odor. I know people your age are concerned about such things. Oh, did I mention it enhances your immune system? You'll live longer. Do you need me to bring you some, Gregory? Really, I don't mind driving on the highway, even at night. So please call me. Let me know you're okay. Or if you need more chiolic aged garlic extract. I love you.
Moms love chiolic as much as they love you. Available wherever fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit www.chiolic.com for more information or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample.
Looking through the window.
Welcome back to
the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, welcome back again. This is Don Goldberg. Sam Forbes is here with me, as is Dr. Richard Podell. Speaking of Dr. Podell, well, you know, you folks in Atlanta who are cut away, listening to us on WGKA, you cut away during that last break and you hear different commercials. But we ran some information on Dr. Podell, and, it came to my attention that I have to be careful not to minimize the impact of Dr. Podell's appearance or participation, I guess would be the word, on this radio show. You know, you folks in Atlanta don't know, but his offices are in New Jersey, and our store, our main store up here in New York, is just a block away from Grand Central Terminal. So we have all these buses that pick people up nearby and take them to various places. I was walking around the other day, and on one block there's buses going to JFK Airport and LaGuardia Airport, and then around the corner there's buses going to Newark Airport, and then I went over to the next block and I see a line of buses taking people out to the Hamptons, and then I walk over to the next block and there's buses with Dr. Podell on the thing taking people over to Summit and to Somerset, New Jersey. I didn't even know you were doing this. When did you start the buses?
Oh, that was about 10 years ago. We didn't tell you.
Okay, wow. But, you know, I was just thinking maybe we ought to
stop
have
in Atlantic City, maybe?
Well, yes.
Yeah, they have a nice big parking lot at the Atlanta store down there. You know, maybe you could line up a nice little bus and maybe once a week or something bring folks up from Atlanta. We'll have to talk about that. Okay, I think Dr. Podell's at a loss for words.
Well, I actually have had a few patients come up from Atlanta.
Good.
But it's a nice place down there.
Well, for you folks in Atlanta who are interested, the easiest thing would be for us to give you Dr. Podell's website, which is drpodell.org, right?
Yes, O-R-G.
Okay. All right, drpodell.org. That stands for Dr. Podell, in case you hadn't figured. Okay. Anyway, now that we've gotten the fun stuff out of the way and I've made Dr. Podell feel good, we're going to go back to the telephones and continue answering your questions. Let's go to Gene from Salem, New Jersey. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Gene. How can we help you?
Hi. Good afternoon. A long time ago, my wife was a patient of Dr. Podell's.
Oh, hey, did I time this good or what?
Long time ago.
All right.
For a body-wide yeast infection. She's had carpal tunnel syndrome, and she's taken two times a day, 100 milligrams of vitamin B6.
Right.
And that's helped her tremendously. But now she's been experiencing numbness in her fingertips. She's on no medication, but... it's just the tips of her fingers are numb. Is there any correlation between her carpal tunnel, which is better?
Well, first, okay, let me ask a couple of questions, and then I'll give the microphone to Dr. Podell. Did she have the carpal tunnel in both wrists, or just one?
But primarily her right.
Okay,
but in both.
And is the numbness in both hands?
Yes.
Okay, and who suggested that she take the vitamin B6?
Oh, somebody a long time ago, and it seemed to help.
Okay, you know, because that's one of my pet peeves is that conventional medicine refuses to accept the studies many years ago that showed that high dose B6 had remarkable effect on carpal tunnel syndrome, and they just refuse to believe it. You say she's taking 100 milligrams twice a day? Is that what you said?
2X. Okay, is that high dose?
No, actually, what you want to do with the B6 is find the lowest dose that seems to work. You can use much higher levels. There was a scare at one point many years ago where they claimed that high dosages were causing some neuropathy problems, but that I don't think that that really turned out to be the case. However, we try, because of that, we always caution not to go too high. But high there was in the, I believe, 500 milligrams to several grams.
Right.
So you know, you're nowhere near the level that might possibly be a problem. You could go higher, but there's no need to, unless Dr. Podell thinks that this numbness is related to the carpal tunnel. The my last question is she also taking a regular B complex? It looked like a B50, B100.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She is. Okay, good. All right. Okay, Dr. Podell, what do you
think? Okay, well,
suggest?
The bottom line is we don't really yet know why her fingers are numb. If she had active carpal tunnel syndrome, that could do it. Whether she does or not, again, that has to be a medical evaluation. The other kind of thing that you want to be sure that she doesn't have is any decreased arterial blood flow. And there you, or preferably the doctor, really just has to feel the radial pulse on the thumb side of the hand and the wrist, and then there's a little harder to feel what's called an ulnar artery pulse that's on the pinky side of the hand. Bottom line is you need a medical evaluation to see what the cause of the numbness is. If it were due to carpal tunnel, then your choice would be you might raise the vitamin B6, you might wear a splint, or you might have surgery. But at this point, we don't know if it's carpal tunnel or not, and so it really starts with the doctor to help you find out.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay, Gene, good luck.
Okay.
And thanks for your call.
Right, bye-bye.
Okay, let's go to Michael in Paramus, New Jersey. Welcome to the Wilner Window. Michael, how can we help you?
Yes, I wish you could help me, sir. I'm considering taking some type of a medicine or a help for prostate health. I was considering taking something as I get up 5 or 6 times during the night to go to the bathroom. And I would like to know that I understand that most of the prostate supplements contain sal palmetto. Now, I have to be very careful because I'm on a blood thinner called Plavix, and I'm wondering if there's going to be an interaction with me taking something in the sphere of prostate medication to see if it would interact with my Plavix. Can you help me?
Yes, I think so. It says here that you're 96.
I beg your pardon?
How old
yes.
are you?
Yes.
96. I'm not looking for miracles. I'm just looking for a good night's sleep.
No. I
think you are already a miracle, but go ahead.
Well, I think, that, you know, have you had the doctor check your prostate to see what might be happening there?
Well, my prostate, I had a CAT scan, and my prostate is enlarged.
Okay.
There's nothing else other than enlargement.
Okay, so it might just be the normal enlargement that happens as we get older. No concerns about cancer. Your PSA is okay, and so forth.
Right.
Okay. Well, all right. Saw palmetto is not one of those herbs that we usually worry about to a great extent relating to its effect on the blood thinning medication. So it is probably not going to be a problem. However, as we said earlier in the program when talking to somebody else, the key to concern, the key to that question is that you don't make any changes without letting your doctor know. So what you really should do is to advise your doctor that you're going to start taking a prostate product, either saw palmetto or something that contains saw palmetto, and alert him to this so that he can monitor things and make sure that it's not causing a problem. I don't think it will, but
well,
again.
I checked the internet, Don, and I'm not so sure I need to take, we can take some of these websites seriously, but they do mention that if you're taking saw palmetto, you should mention it to your doctor if you're taking a blood thinner. Now, I think the conversation is somewhat similar to the phone call earlier in the show, when if you're taking a product like saw palmetto, which may have a slight effect on blood coagulation and maybe interfere, offset the blood thinner medication that you're taking, well, the fact that you'd be taking it every day means that it's consistent, and a doctor can predict how much Coumadin you should be taking if it needs to be changed.
He's actually not on Coumadin.
Or
Plavix is totally different. And Plavix works directly on platelets. And I just looked up here, saw palmetto apparently has no effect on platelets.
Okay.
However, something more important. We don't know if your large prostate is causing you to be up at night. There are other possibilities. You could be having a heart issue or any number of other things. So first you have to make that determination. Secondly, if the prostate is really large enough to be causing that, would the saw palmetto be sufficient? And again, that's an issue to deal with the doctors. It depends. If it's really, really enlarged, then you're probably not going to get it down sufficiently with just the saw palmetto.
Okay, so Michael, I think we've given you our opinions. We can't, of course, be the final word on this. You really have to discuss this with your doctor and have him answer the questions that Dr. Podell just brought up, Sam and I brought up, and then decide what the appropriate treatment would be after that discussion, okay? If he tells you to go ahead with it, give us a call at one of the stores. We'll be happy to talk to you about some of the choices that you might have in a saw palmetto containing or prostate controlling products, okay? There's a lot of things out there that you can choose from. The number at the store, of course, Wilner Chemist, 1-800-633-1106. Okay? Good luck. All right? Thanks for the call. All right. Time for a break. I'll give you the number, but I'm going to warn you that it looks like the phones are pretty well tied up here. 1-800-321-0710. That's for questions about vitamins, mineral herbs, homeopathy, and nutrition. This is Don Goldberg,
Sam Forbes,
and Dr. Richard Podell.
And we'll all be back in just a moment.
Probiotics have been shown to be beneficial in many ways. Introducing these friendly bacteria into your intestines can make the environment unfriendly to harmful bacteria that may reside inside your body. Modern lifestyles can be very harsh on these friendly bacteria. Stress, processed foods, antibiotics, hormone replacement, and chlorinated water can all harm our intestinal balance. Loss of that balance often results in fatigue and a compromised immune response. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus normalizes the microflora in the intestinal tract, reestablishes the colon's optimum pH level, and suppresses the growth of bad bacteria while stimulating the immune system. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is unlike any other product available today. Boost your family's immune system year-round with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Wilner Chemists or on the web at wilner.com. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Looking for a multivitamin that has everything? One that you can rely on as the cornerstone of your nutritional supplement program? Well, Wilner Chemist has the answer. Wilvite. Wilvite is a complete multivitamin, multimineral tablet that has it all. Vitamins, trace minerals, antioxidants, and a full 1,000 milligram of calcium, along with 500 milligrams of magnesium per four tablets. Everything you need in the proper balance. Don't shortchange yourself by taking a drugstore one-a-day multi. Remember, the minerals calcium and magnesium are just as important as the vitamins. What is important is that you take your minerals in the right ratio. With Wilvite, you don't have to worry. Everything you need is in one easy-to-take, properly balanced formula.
Wilvite is available from Wilner Chemists. Stop by either of the two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan or the new Atlanta store. Log on to Wilner.com or call 1-800-633-1106 and ask for the big free catalog. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Blue Bonnet Nutrition, with its finger on the pulse of nutritional science, has introduced one of the most revolutionary cardio support formulas on the market, ageless trans-resveratrol. Resveratrol is a natural occurring polyphenol found in grapes and Japanese knotweed. It has long been associated with the French paradox, which is the surprisingly low incidence of cardiovascular disease in France, where consumption of resveratrol-rich red wine and a high-fat diet is commonplace. Blue Bonnet's ageless trans resveratrol provides the more stable, active trans isomer from red wine extract and Japanese knotweed in three potencies, 100, 250, and 500 milligrams. So although Blue Bonnet will never claim to mend a broken heart, if you choose ageless trans resveratrol, you will never skip a beat. Blue Bonnet's ageless trans resveratrol, another cardio support formula from Blue Bonnet, available at Wilner Chemists. You'll love it.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, well, you'll rejoin Don, but not Arnie. Arnie is off this weekend. I do have, however, Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Podell here with me. Before we get back to the phones, I just want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by New Chapter, a company that trusts the wisdom of nature with supplements formulated with the benefit of whole food concentrates. New Chapter, the whole truth. Okay, let's get back to the phones. And Leonore in Queens, welcome to the Wilner Window. How can we help you?
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen, and thank you for taking my call. I have a granddaughter who is 9 years old, and she has vitiligo, and it's on the upper part of her forehead, which a little bit of the hairline has graying. And she also has it slightly behind her ear that goes down around the side of her head. My question to you, gentlemen, is there anything that she could take that maybe would help this? Or what? I understand that there's not much they can do for it.
Well, this condition, for you folks that don't know, is sort of a depigmentation of the skin, and apparently something destroys the melanocytes, which are the cells that produce the pigment that gives the skin its color. I don't know what is done medically. We can let Dr. Podell answer that. I can mention a few of the nutritional supplements that are mentioned in conjunction with this condition. You can look at this too, by the way. Go to our website, wilner.com, and right at the bottom is a link to Health Notes. Although I think now it's called VitaSearch, and then you'll see a link to Health Notes, and you can look up vitiligo there. Some of the supplements that they mention are alpha-lipoic acid. They mention folic acid, phenylalanine, vitamin B12, and the herb ginkgo biloba. Now, a nine-year-old is probably old enough to be taking some of these various nutrients. Probably the prudent thing is to discuss it with your doctor. Dr. Podell, what do you think?
Well, yes, discuss it with the doctor. Vitiligo seems to be an autoimmune phenomenon where there's basically an immunological reaction against the skin cells. I'm not expert in it. I'm not aware that there are effective treatments. And Sam just raised his hand with a comment.
Yeah, well, I mean, dermatologists do have some laser approaches to it. They use anti-inflammatory or creams, that the topical creams.
Yeah, there are palliative treatments.
Right, and you certainly want to take her to a dermatologist whose office has the correct equipment to treat vitiligo. Some offices may not, but a good dermatologist, get a good recommendation from your doctor. You could use supplements in conjunction with the treatments, perhaps to as an adjunctive kind of approach. Don mentioned phenylalanine apparently seems to increase the effects of the UV radiation portion of the treatment. They use UV lights to...
Actually, most of these nutrients that I mentioned seem to be recommended in conjunction with either UV radiation or just a sunlight exposure.
Right. So, talk to a good dermatologist who has experience, and you never know. If it's caught early enough, the outcome could be positive.
Okay. I'm sorry we couldn't give you more positive information or guidance, Leonore, but hopefully that was at least of some help. Okay. Go to the website, click on the VitaSearch link at the bottom, and you can read up on these things, maybe print it out and take it with you to the doctor so that he can see what we're talking about. Okay. Thanks for that call. Okay. Let's go now to Elizabeth in Queens. Welcome to the Wilner Window. How can we help you?
Hello, gentlemen. Could you tell me something about beta-glucan? Because I know it's used for immunity, but I had some friends come from Europe, and they said they use it there in high doses, even for some cancer treatments. And it's not available here in high doses. I was just wondering, is there something positive to be said about beta-glucan?
Certainly is.
Oh, yeah. Beta-glucan is, there's a lot of positive things. We have it here in this country. It can be used for two things, basically. It can be used for treating cholesterol problems. Beta-glucan is present in the cell walls and the cells of things like brewer's type yeast. It's an oat bran, barley fiber. It's present in a lot of the medicinal mushrooms. They feel that the active components of these various mushrooms and things are beta-glucans. There's different forms of beta-glucans, but basically that's where they're from. You're correct. It does have an effect on the immune system, as well, as I said, an effect on lowering cholesterol. So what you've heard is correct. In terms of high dosages, that would probably be something that you wouldn't do on your own, super high dosages. But what is it that you're looking for in terms of dosage? Anywhere from 50 to a 1,000 milligrams a day is I think sort of an average dose, and you can achieve that with a 500 milligram capsule.
That's what they were looking for, a 500 milligram capsule, that is available.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And
call Wilner Chemists, and we can or go to our website. You can look it up there, wilner.com, or give us a call, 1-800-633-1106.
Thank you very much.
And for the listeners, beta-glucan can be included in your, let's say, protection against winter viruses, flus, and things like that. It's probably a good thing to include. It stimulates the immune system. It stimulates the immune system to attack invaders and viruses and things like that. So it certainly can be included along with your vitamin C and other supplements for your immune system.
Yeah. Well, again, like I say, it may be the active component of these various mushroom products that we've been talking about off and on over the last few weeks. Okay? So that's the story on beta-glucan. All right. Let's move on to Edward in Manhattan. Welcome to the Wilner Window. Edward, how can we help you?
Oh, hello, gentlemen. Coughing, sneezing, discharge from the nose, and I am thinking, is this because I have increased sensitivity because of the Bactrim I'm taking for a post-surgical abdominal wall wound that's not healing too well? And it seems...
Dr. Podell, what is he taking? Did you hear? I couldn't understand. Are you taking antibiotics?
I'm taking a self-antibiotic, I kind of lost track of what was happening.
Okay.
You're having a nosebleed?
No, not. It's just a discharge, like sneezing, coughing up some kind of a clear liquid. It's like an allergy to
Edward, you need to talk with your doctor about it. You know, if you're being treated and you have this kinds of symptomology, I don't think it's something we can help you with over the radio. Talk with your doctor, okay? We have to pause now, folks, for this short message.
Is there something missing from your fish oil? If it's purified, it's probably missing a whole lot. Purified fish oils use chemical processing that can destroy the beneficial compounds, vitamins, and antioxidants your body looks for. Fortunately, there's Homega from New Chapter, a new whole food approach to fish oil. Homega is extra virgin to deliver nature's whole complement of vital omegas, including 3, 5, 6, 7, and 9s, along with natural vitamin D and powerful antioxidants. Homega is 100% sustainably caught wild Alaskan salmon, some of the cleanest and most pure fish stocks in the world. So chemical processing to deliver purity is simply not required. Homega by New Chapter, because the world's best fish oil doesn't come from scientists, it comes from the world's best fish.
Okay, well, it looks as if it's time for us to wind things down for this week. I want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by New Chapter, a company that trusts the wisdom of nature with supplements formulated with the benefit of whole food concentrates. New Chapter, the whole truth. You're invited to visit us at either of our Wilner Chemist stores in Midtown Manhattan. We're at 100 Park Avenue, which is one block south of Grand Central Terminal. In downtown, we're at 253 Broadway, right across from City Hall. I want to thank Ira and Noah in the control room for helping us out today, and hopefully you enjoyed the show and you learned something, and you'll tune in again next week to learn some more. Thank you. Have a good week. See you then.
Thank you for listening to The Wilner Window. We hope you've enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arne Gatone.
You've been listening to a podcast from News Talk Radio 710 WOR New York. Visit us online at WOR710.com.